Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Cheer. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Lesson 46. The key sentence is...
帰国する前に雪を見ることができて幸せです。
I'm happy to be able to see snow before I go back to my country.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. After her birthday party, Kenta offers to walk her back to her dormitory. When they set out, snow begins to fall from the night sky.
Listen to the skit for lesson 46. The key sentence is...
帰国する前に雪を見ることができて幸せです。
I'm happy to be able to see snow before I go back to my country.
もしかして雪？
これは粉雪。粉のようにサラサラしているでしょ？
帰国する前に雪を見ることができて幸せです。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Anna is from Thailand, so this is her first time to see snow.
もしかして、雪?
Is it snowing? Or is this snow?
もしかして。
Is by any chance or is it?
雪。
Is snow. This is a question with a rising intonation at the end.Kenta answers,
これは粉雪。
This is powder snow.
これ
is this.
は
is the particle indicating a topic.
粉雪
is powder snow.
粉のようにサラサラしているでしょ?
It's light, dry and fine like powder, isn't it?
粉
is powder.
粉のように
is like powder.
のように
means like, similar to.
サラサラ
is very small, light or dry flakes. It's an onomatopoeia. The following
している
is the dictionary form of the verb
しています
to be in the state of. If you use しています with a sound word, you're saying that something is exactly in the state of how it is described by the sound word.
でしょ?
Is, isn't it? It is a shortened casual form of
でしょ?
We learned in an earlier lesson でしょ as an expression of guessing. Here is it also used for guessing?
No, if you use でしょ, short and with a rising intonation like
でしょ?
You're reminding the listener of something or making confirmation of something the listener already knows. Anna says
帰国する前に雪を見ることができて幸せです。
I'm happy to be able to see snow before I go back to my country.
帰国する
is to go back to one's country, to return to one's country.
帰国
is a return to one's country.
する
is the dictionary form of the verb
します
to do.
Together, 帰国します becomes a verb meaning to return to one's country.
That's right.Anna's study abroad for 1 year is coming to an end.
前に
is an expression meaning before. It consists of
前
earlier than something and
に
a particle indicating time.
雪
is snow.
お
is a particle indicating the object of an action. You know
見る
right? It is the dictionary form of
見ます
to see
こと。
Is the act of doing something. If the dictionary form of a verb is combined with koto, it becomes a noun. So,
見ること
means the act of seeing. The following
が
is the particle indicating a subject.
できて
is the て form of the verb
できます
can do, to be able to do. Here, the て form is used to indicate the reason or the cause of what is expressed by a sentence that comes after it.
幸せ
is happy or happiness.
です
is a polite expression at the end of a sentence.
It seems Anna was happy to be able to see snow with Kenta.
Let's listen to the skit for lesson 46 again. Today's key sentence is
帰国する前に雪を見ることができて幸せです。
I'm happy to be able to see snow before I go back to my country.
もしかして雪？
これは粉雪。粉のようにサラサラしているでしょ？
帰国する前に雪を見ることができて幸せです。
Now it's time for Teacher's Teacher, where program supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned the expression 帰国する前に, before I go back to my country. Can we learn a little bit more how to use 前に, before, in more detail?
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says,
前に。
Before is an expression to emphasize what you do or did before doing something else. Verbs take the dictionary form when they're followed by 前に, before. Even if a sentence as a whole is in the past tense, a verb takes the dictionary form before 前に, even though this form usually indicates the present tense. Then, how would you say, before I ate a meal, I washed my hands?A meal is
ご飯
To eat is
食べます
Its dictionary form is
食べる
Hands is
手
To wash is
洗います
And its past form is
洗いました
So in all, you say
ご飯を食べる前に手を洗いました
On the other hand, you use
後で
After,when you want to emphasize what you do or did after doing something else. You use the ta form of the verbs before, 後で. As you know, the ta form is used for the past or the perfect. But here, even if a sentence as a whole is in the present tense, you use the ta form before, 後で. Let's say, after I eat a meal, I wash dishes. In Japanese,The ta form of to eat is
食べた
The dishes is
皿
Or in a polite way, we say
お皿
So in all, it will be
ご飯を食べた後でお皿を洗います
To summarize, verbs take the dictionary form before
前に
Before and the ta form before
後で
After Let's memorize this as a set.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up, we have sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors. Today, we'll introduce sound words for snow.
チラチラ。チラチラ。
Is used to describe something small and light, like snowflakes, coming down in the air.
So snow falls チラチラ。
Yes.If it continues to snow for a long time, you say,
コンコン。
コンコン。I see. It's kind of interesting that it's the same sound word for coughing.
In today's sound words, we introduced
チラチラ
and
コンコン。
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets.It's our corner for Anna's tweets.
今日は
Light snow is 粉雪 Snow containing lots of water is called ボタン雪 ボタン is a flower name. People say large snowflakes look like the white petals of ボタン peonies.Did you enjoy lesson 46?
Next time, we'll tell you about Anna's last class at her university.
Join us again.
さようなら。